Gordon. You've been doing Pancake Days. How many years did you tell me we were doing that?
You know, I think the first year that we did it at Agri Power was somewhere around 1993, 94. I started out mixing pancakes. I started out taking the trash out, cleaning the commodes, and then went on up to cooking pancakes and become the service manager. Back then, my son Alan, I would bring him in. He would sit in the chair for two or three hours. Now I got four grandboys, and I can't wait till they get here to come see it.
Yeah. They'll love it, I guarantee it.
They love it. It's Bo Jacks, Luke, and Sawyer, and they're a pistol, but they love coming in to Agri Power Pancake Days, and we're hoping everybody just comes out, visits us, and checks everything out.
And that's so important. This is something you guys have been doing, you said, over 30 years to do this. And Wayne Hunt and the folks here at H&R Agri Power, all you guys, are love to say thank you to your customer.
Oh, yeah, we'd love to. And that's what it's all about, too. We started this thing on just nothing but a service thing. And we're not like the big box stores. Of course, H&R Agri Power is an ESOP now, where when you come in and you invest your money in H&R Agri Power at your local dealerships right there, that money goes right back into the communities. I don't think a lot of our customers understand that the people in the shop, even to the person in the back door that takes a piece of equipment in or out the front door, the parts people, every cent that you put in this company right there goes back to the employees, right back into your communities. And that's huge to me. I mean, growing up in a time like we are, where a lot of things are kind of pushed to the side, and some of the things, but the main thing is you buy local, you shop local, and then you come around, that money goes right back into our churches and our grocery stores and our small businesses. And small businesses for us is where it's at, because we started with one store.
Look where you are now, right?
Well, I mean, we have grown. I mean, and again, that money in that local dealerships, they go into the thing right there. It's pretty positive, because it's still, Wayne Hunt still shows up every morning at 7 o'clock. He's walking through the door now. And it still is important that we try to give the best services. We're not perfect. We're going to make mistakes. But our customers are still number one. When you call up here, you talk to somebody, you get a person. And when we make a mistake, we'll tell you we make mistakes. And we try to take care of our customers really good.
That's what makes a difference, you know, and now that you're expanding, that's what people want everywhere they go, is to have that same service that you guys offer here at H&R.
Well, and the service is where it's at. I've been taught by some great men. Ross Morgan, second to none. Wayne Hunt, second to none. You can throw in the Hap Campbells, the David Brains, the Jimmy Ruckerts, and I could go on and on, and I probably missed a whole lot of people, but these people, the Danny Cunninghams of this world, they make a man try to do the next right thing. I mean, and again, you know, nobody's perfect, but this company strives on its service.